Mike Broomhead, as far as I know, is not from Minnesota.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I was born in Ohio and raised in Florida.
Okay.
So, yes, all those stories about Florida are absolutely true. I have
You know,
no
whenever
defense.
There's a crazy news story, it either has a Florida or an Arizona connection somewhere.
Absolutely. We should play a game, Arizona or Florida, on
there
the show.
There you go. Oh, my. That would be fun.
Thanks, Jamie. Good morning, everyone. We're going to start off this morning talking about something everyone is talking about, very interested in, and that is the vaccines now being approved for younger children, 12 to 15 years old. So we've got preteens now available for the vaccine. So bringing in someone who knows more about this than most of us do is Will Humble, Executive Director of the Arizona Public Health Association. Will, welcome back to the show. Let's talk about this. Do parents have a reason to be concerned?
Oh, about the vaccine? No, they have a reason to be excited.
Okay, so talk about the way these things, these tests, these double-blind tests where both, and that's the way this was done, correct? They do these tests double-blind where both the physician and the patient, neither of them know whether they're getting the vaccine or the placebo, right?
Yeah, that's the general idea for the clinical trial. And this clinical trial with Pfizer was about 2,000 kids, and it showed that it was 100% effective. Now, obviously, it's probably not 100% effective, but that's what they found in the clinical trial. And importantly, I think one of the most important things for parents is that they didn't identify any harmful side effects other than the usual stuff, sore arm and that kind of thing.
So when you what's your recommendation to people? Where can they do their homework on this? Because there's going to be some people on the fence that are listening to both sides of this. You're never going to convince either, you know, the side of people that say never. But where how do you convince people that are on the fence with this?
That's easy. Your pediatrician. You know, that's the place to go. That's where parents should go with their questions. The pediatrician, the medical home, if they go to a community health center with their kids, that's the place to go. Nurse practitioners. And pediatricians. And that's, I mean, all surveys point in the same direction. That's who parents trust. Those are the folks that have seen their kids since they were 6 months old, before that probably. It's who they trust. And that's where they should go for the additional information. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to Facebook. Listen to your doctor.
So what do you attribute the slowdown in vaccinations? Why are we seeing less and less people getting the second dose in Arizona? And are we seeing a slowdown of interest in the vaccine?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. The society's on a gradient, right? There are a bunch of people who were super enthusiastic. They were so enthusiastic they would have volunteered for an 8-hour shift to get a vaccine when they didn't qualify. So there were the very early adapters, and they've all gotten vaccinated. And then you have persons who, because of their complicated job, transportation issues, those sorts of things, are still interested in getting vaccinated, but need it to be more convenient. And the biggest group I think that we have left, if you look at the data, are people in their 20s and 30s. These are not with economic challenges and stuff. They want to get vaccinated, but they want it to be convenient and spontaneous. They don't want to have to plan. They don't want to have to make an appointment up front. They want it to fit into their schedule. So for that group, it's all about making it more convenient and getting rid of the appointment system, for example, in the pharmacies and that sort of thing. So, you know, the people who were highly motivated are now vaccinated. And now we've got this group of people who want to get the shot, but, you know, want it to be more convenient. And the people you just mentioned, the folks who are on the fence, who aren't against it, but have some questions. And that's the group that's best vaccinated. Also, like I talked about, the kids in their medical home, go to their doctor's office. And importantly, doctors need to have the vaccine in their freezer so they can close the deal right after that conversation.
So let me make a case and tell me where I'm wrong with this. Also in that age group, the 20 to 44 year old age group, which is the highest demographic of cases, for them also, it was about getting back to a sense of normalcy. I've done my own conversations with people, and for them it was, yes, we'll get the vaccine because we'll be able to get rid of the mask and get back to normal. We have kind of been stuck in this mask conversation for way too long. And is that a part of the issue? Is if it's not going to change my life, if I still have to wear a mask in the grocery store, if I still have to wear a mask everywhere I go, what's the point of getting the vaccine right now? Is there any truth to that?
Well, yeah, there's some truth to it. And you know, here's the thing. It's really important for public health officials to have clear eyes and vision and clear messaging about the interventions. And it's also, and it's bad for these guys. There's all these gloom and doom people that are out there also on the cable news channels and stuff. And that's bad, because what people want is reasonable interventions that make sense, that are supported by data. And I will be the first person to argue that we should not need to wear masks in public places as soon as we reach herd immunity. And we can get to herd immunity much faster if we can get people in their 20s and 30s vaccinated in the next month. I mean, if you look at what happened in Israel, there was a breaking point when they crossed the 50 to 60% threshold of the entire population becoming vaccinated. The number of cases dropped like a rock. Now, there's still sporadic cases. They still exist, but they've reached herd immunity, and we can do it too. We've got to get people in their 20s and 30s vaccinated and then get these middle schoolers in over the course of the summer. And I will be the first person to come on your show and say, look, just get back to normal. Yes, the virus is going to be out there. It's going to be sporadic, but the public health emergency part of it will be over. And I think by 4th of July, I think it's doable.
That was my question. I was going to ask you to pull out your crystal ball and give me an idea of when you believe we are going to be in a position to do just that. So you're predicting around the 4th of July.
If we can keep the momentum going on vaccines. I mean, that's the thing. We're only doing about 30,000 a day now. I'd love to see us, if we could get up to 50,000 a day for the next month, I think for sure 4th of July would be doable, and we wouldn't be talking about this anymore.
All right. Well, I always appreciate the time, and I'm looking forward to talking more with you about this, because obviously this isn't going to be a topic of conversation that goes away anytime soon.
Well, sooner than you think, Mike.
I hope you're right. I hope I'm wrong on this one. So thanks, Will.
All right, take care.
All right, that's Will Humble, Executive Director of Arizona Public Health Association, talking about the vaccine. Believes that it's perfectly safe in this new demographic of 12 to 15-year-olds. And if you don't believe him, and he said, don't believe me, call your pediatrician and have that conversation. So I certainly have not told anyone what to do about getting vaccinated themselves. I certainly would never tell a parent what to do with their child, but I think that's great advice. Talk to your pediatrician, talk to experts, and then make an informed decision on how you're going to proceed. And this is a great question in front of you, Alan. Out there. How do you feel? Parent, guardian of a child, you're going to get them vaccinated? Are you okay with this? Do you feel confident enough in these vaccines and the tests that have been done? Put it through on the open mic line. Want to hear how you feel about the vaccine in Arizona? Love to hear your comments. 602-200-2733. That's 602-200-2733. I would love to hear, especially if you've got kids, would you vaccinate them? Would you not vaccinate them? Especially if it's a married couple and both parents are disagreeing on this one. I would love to hear how you're going to settle it. So please let us know. I'd love to hear it. Coming up in a few moments, we're going to talk about the southern border. But before we get there, this story, this thing about the vaccines, and I like how candid Will Humble is about this. We have gotten a little bit too crazy with how we're handling things on both sides. And I'm glad he called out some of the things he's seen in cable news. We understand headlines are what lead a story. When you're online, the body of a story may not be very big, but the headlines are. The headlines get you to click. And so for cable news, and when you see those things, it's breaking news, that's the hook. That's to get you to stay tuned in. Should we have these doom and gloomers that are out there about everything? We're in a very good place. We are now in the middle of May, and so we're talking about less than 2 months. He's talking about normalcy possibilities if we get people vaccinated. And I understand the people that don't get vaccinated, but for those of you that are on the fence, Who is it that you would trust if they came to you and said, yes, you should be able to do this. You're perfectly safe if you do this. Who would it be that would convince you? And again, I got the vaccine, but I did it. It was very thoughtful for me. I have very close friends on both sides of the vaccination issue. I have friends that will never, ever, ever get vaccinated with this vaccine. And I have other friends who ran and sprinted to get vaccinated. Mine was a very thoughtful decision because of my job, because of what I want to do, including what I do. And so I made the decision to get vaccinated. And I'll be honest with you, I had zero side effects. And I've heard from so many people, especially with the second vaccine, they had some side effects from it. I was very fortunate. Not even a sore arm from the needle. So I'm one of the, I don't know if I'm one of the few, but I'm one of the people that can tell you that I didn't have any side effects. I'm glad that I did it. I haven't had any side effects. And people keep saying, well, just wait. We'll see. I did it because I thought it was the right thing for me to do. I certainly am not telling you, but just make an informed decision, whatever you decide. In a moment, more shocking stories from our southern border, this one involving young children. We'll get to it next.
Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show, KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thanks so much for being here. It's Tuesday. We appreciate you spending some time. Coming up just after 9 o'clock, little programming note, we are going to talk about the rift that's happening right now. The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, the County Attorney's Office have said they are not because of security concerns and data breaches. They are concerned about routers being turned over to the audit. So we're going to talk to the Sheriff of Maricopa County, Paul Penzone, coming up at 9:05. It should be an interesting conversation about the audit. You know, there's been a lot of questions. State Senator Paul Boyer was on with Gatos and Chad yesterday. Very interesting conversation happening there. We'll let you hear a little bit of that later on in the show as well. Want to talk about the border because it's an ongoing conversation that has now turned completely polarized politically with the White House. Well, actually, the White House seems to be losing some in their own party on this because of the obvious things that we're seeing happening down at the border. Now, this happened in Texas. I talked to you about the Arizona ranchers and the farmers that I've met, that I've gotten to know very casually. But I've been down to the border a number of times when the crisis has grown. I've been down to our border. I've been down Texas. I've been in McAllen, Texas, on the border as well, because it's something I wanted to see with my own eyes. I wanted to meet people. And I will tell you that I have not met any of the Texas ranchers, but I have met the Arizona ranchers and farmers. And these are people, they're very good, kind people. They're not, this isn't a war zone, but they understand better than anyone else the problems that are happening are more than political problems. And I said yesterday on the show that the farmers and ranchers in Arizona ride their land on ATVs mostly, not on horseback anymore, and they carry a couple of things with them. One is a first aid kit, the other is a gun, defending themselves against the coyotes if need be, if necessary. But more than anything else, they're rendering first aid with people that are left behind in the desert. Well, in Texas, a farmer found five migrant girls, including one crawling around with no clothes, none, no clothes whatsoever. Now, if this doesn't start opening people's eyes as to what is happening at the southern border, nothing will. This isn't, we have a process. Again, we have this process that's going on where anybody that's applying for asylum is being heard, at least not always are being kept, but they're all being heard. So in the past, when coyotes were bringing people across the border, they were trying to get away from law enforcement. In this case, they're looking for ICE. They're looking for the Border Patrol. They're trying to find people to make their claims for asylum. These children are being, you know, taken care of in a different way than the adults are. But this is a different thing than we've seen at other times. This asylum claim that's happening right now, this is something that needs to be dealt with differently. And someone inside the Biden administration, someone with the president's ear, needs to have them make a policy shift rapidly. We are still seeing a huge number of people crossing our southern border. It is getting more and more dangerous as the temperature climbs. Anyone who's lived in Arizona any length of time understands intellectually how dangerous this journey can be. When you've actually been down to the border and you've seen some of the places, how dangerous it would be to cross, the vast distances that these people have to walk with no shade whatsoever, carrying whatever water and supplies they can, you can see what an impossible looking journey it is. Now you've got five very young children walking around, found abandoned. So when I've said before about the cartels and what they're doing and how they have zero care for human life, these people are nothing more than cargo. Period. End of story. If you don't keep up, you get left behind. The idea of human trafficking with young girls, this is such an ugly thing that we're seeing happen. And there's got to be a way to stop it. One of the other stories from this, about not in addition to this, is that they're holding migrant children in shelters by the tens of thousands with little oversight. So I've been talking about the hypocrisy of that this situation and why it's so dangerous. Well, here's another level of that. And let me explain. When we talk about children and oversight and watching them, there are very strict rules. If you own a daycare center, if you open up a Montessori school, preschool, even in our public or private school settings, there are major rules for oversight of children. We don't leave children alone. I used an analogy of I have a 9-year-old grandson. if I were to put my grandson in an Uber and give him $20 and tell him to run to the grocery store for me and have the Uber driver bring you back, they would take him away from me, and my daughter would never let me see my grandson again if that's the way I was treating my grandson. And yet you were sending these kids thousands of miles from their home. But now they're going into facilities. They're not doing background checks on the people that are watching over these kids in many cases. I want to just do a compare and contrast just for a moment. If you remember, after they put the fence around the Capitol building, they were doing background checks on the members from the National Guard around the country before they let them into the Capitol building. They did background checks on soldiers. They're not doing background checks on the people that are watching kids at the border. It's another piece of this hypocrisy. We don't treat children like that in any aspect of American life. None. The oversight of children is paramount. The same thing with the whether it's COVID-19 and congregating in such tight spaces. That's another piece of this hypocrisy. It's got to end. And as much as it's become a partisan issue, it's got to end. In a moment, Gatos joins me, the BQ poll question of the day. And then we talk with the sheriff coming up just after 9 o'clock.
The Gatos Big Q poll question, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers.
Hey, good morning, Gatos.
Good morning, Mike Broomhead.
How are you?
You know, I went to the D-backs game last night.
I saw a picture. Your wife posted a picture on social media. That would look.
Yeah.
And you looked like you were distanced from other people.
Nah, I don't care. I have the vaccine.
Good man. That's what I like to hear. A whole new Gatos with the vaccine.
Hey. Listen, you get the vaccine, life opens up. I don't give a crap. You want to come sit next to me? I don't care. If you don't have the vaccine, I don't care. You're going to get sick. I'm not. So that you could do whatever you... I just don't care, man. I mean, it's like, you know, it's cool. You get the vaccine, you feel like life has opened up, and, you know, somebody come and sit somewhere next to you, and you're like, I'm not creeping out right now. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah, I feel, and that's why I get a little frustrated still with the mask argument, because I feel like you do. I'm vaccinated, and I'm feeling pretty good about it. So
yeah. I they're going to have to loosen the restrictions. There's no doubt about it. I mean, they will, but you know, they should. There wasn't, you know, what was interesting. I'll tell you, this was interesting last night. So walking around Chase Field outside, right? Everybody had a mask on,
right?
But you're outside, but it was kind of interesting. And I wonder if those are people who work downtown or what have you. You get in, you get inside the building, you go sit down. You're not wearing a mask. We went to one of the bar restaurants to get some dinner. There's no mask. We're not wearing a mask. Yeah. We sat inside, but I thought it was interesting that people who are walking around outside of Chase had the mask on, but. Listen, people know what to do with their masks. I mean, I'm not.
We had Will Humble on to start the show this morning to talk about vaccines and kids. And one of the things he talked about was he believes we can get to this herd immunity in Arizona, and we can start making some of the changes like getting rid of the masks and things like that by the 4th of July if we keep the momentum up with getting the vaccine.
I think even earlier than the 4th of July. You know, I think that people are wearing a mask when they feel they need to, or when they feel that a business wants them to. Like if I go walk into Walgreens, I put a mask on. But you know, I don't wear the mask nearly as much as I used to. I mean, we're at the radio station, and I think all of us are vaccinated.
Yep.
I'm about ready to say, you know, listen, do we still have to wear this mask? I will if you want me to, but I don't really think we need it anymore if all of us are vaccinated. But, yeah, we're getting to that point, and it was great to be at a ball game. I'll tell you that.
It was cool to see you out having a good time. What's the question this morning? About a minute left.
Yeah, the FDA has authorized the COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 12 to 15. Will you get your child the shot? I mean, that's really going to be, you know, I know you talked to Humble. I listened to the interview, but I'm going to actually go back and listen to it on your podcast. I'm interested to see what he wants to say. I think that kids should get vaccinated.
Yeah.
I think parents should vaccinate their kids. You have to remember that, well, my kid's not going to die of COVID. Well, you're probably right. But could your kid spread COVID and get someone severely ill, or could they die? The answer is yes. And to get out of this thing, we need to vaccinate our children. And it's a safe vaccine.
He made a great point, too. He said, just tell parents, go see their pediatrician. Parents, trust the pediatrician. Go get medical advice. He said, don't listen to me. Go talk to your pediatrician, which I thought was great advice.
Common sense, man. We're talking common sense. That's about masks now.
I don't know why it's called common sense. It's not so common. You know, let's be honest.
It should be.
Thanks, yeah. Gatos, as always.
Okay, man. See ya.
All right. That's Gatos and the Big Q poll question of the day, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. So big news about the audit is that the county, the sheriff, and the Maricopa County attorney don't want to turn over routers to the auditors. We're going to find out why from the sheriff himself in an exclusive interview on the Mike Broomhead Show. So stick around for